Today's Issues continues on AFR with your host, Tim Wildman, President of the American Family Association.
Hey, welcome back, everybody, to the radio program. Today's Issues on American Family Radio. Thanks for listening to AFR. Tim Wildman here with Ed Battagliano and Steve Jordahl. Good morning, Steve.
Good morning, everyone.
Folks, again, I mentioned it yesterday, I guess it was, just briefly. We have 8 seats left on our March tour of the Holy Land. So if you want to check that out, if you'd like to go with us, we're leaving March 12th, coming home March 20th. We're going to see all the places that you read about. Well, maybe not all the places, but a lot of the places, and certainly the big ones that you've read about your entire lives in the Scripture. We're going to go there and see those places. So it's going to be a wonderful Christian pilgrimage to Israel in March. And so if you'd like to go with us, you need to go to the website TWHolyLand.com. TWHolyLand.com, TWHolyLand.com, and check it out. All the information is there. Frequently asked questions, all kinds of things are answered there. And, you know, we don't have an answer to your question. You just email us and or call us, and we'll be glad to help you out. Again, we're going in March, and New York to Tel Aviv, and then Tel Aviv back to New York. So we'll all meet each other in New York. So that is TWHolyLand.com. I get teased, Steve.
Do you?
Some by listeners in parts of the country that don't say the letter W like I do.
And
I guess, well, and others
W
too. I don't know how do you
W is how I say it.
But I think I say it, a lot of people say W.
Well, that was
George Bush.
George Bush, and it became in vogue, so it's not really even.
So is that
I don't think it's wrong.
Is that a Southern expression of that word, of that letter, or?
I guess. I mean, I just,
or is that
growing up was W.
W. So in New England, you'd say W. Whereas in the South, you might say W.
Now,
W.
You are going to confuse some people if you do the alphabet W, X, Y, Z. just saying, yeah. that might throw some people.
Yeah.
All right. All right. Anyway, I think we all know what I'm talking about.
I think right? So.
Okay, Steve, what do you got, my friend?
President Trump was just up at the podium in the White House talking about Syria. He has reached he has announced that the ceasefire is working, will be permanent, and he is lifting the sanctions that he put on Turkey because of their encroachment on the border. Let's hear what he has to say. This is, what, 11 or 12?
Over the last 5 days, you have seen that a ceasefire that we established along Syria's border has held, and it's held very well, beyond most expectations. Early this morning, the government of Turkey informed my administration that they would be stopping combat and their offensive in Syria and making the ceasefire permanent, and it will indeed be permanent. However, you would also define the word permanent in that part of the world as somewhat questionable. We all understand that. But I do believe it will be permanent. I've therefore instructed the Secretary of the Treasury to lift all sanctions imposed on October 14th in response to Turkey's original offensive moves against the Kurds in Syria's northeast border region. So the sanctions will be lifted unless something happens that we're not happy with. This was an outcome created by us, the United States, and nobody else, no other nation. Very simple. And we're willing to take blame, and we're also willing to take credit.
There you go. That's a lot. That's the president, isn't it?
Willing. That's vintage Trump right there.
Yeah.
Huh? Don't you think so?
Yeah. I mean, he was criticized for what he did, and so I don't blame him
by
for
everybody,
saying,
left
know,
and right.
Yeah, you know what? We did this, and really, it's not quite vintage Trump because normally he'd say, I did this.
Right.
You know?
Yes, but, he has humbled himself somewhat in that regard.
That's right. Huh? He took it down a notch.
We. Yeah. He said we.
We.
We, the United States, did this. We, the United States.
A couple of other things he said in this speech. He's inviting other countries in the area to come and pick up their ISIS prisoners. We don't want to hold them anymore. So come. These are not.
I'm sorry. That just sounded funny.
I know.
It's not funny, but can everybody adopt two ISIS fighters?
Either that or Mr. Battagliano, you haven't picked up your dry cleaning.
Right. And get your dry. You need to come get your dry cleaning and get you an ISIS fighter on the way home. And make them do their homework.
That's right. Take one home for the kids.
They won't be allowing them into countries that still sponsor terrorism. And he's asking local countries also to take responsibility for maintaining the peace. He's not going to, this signals he's not going to leave a lot of troops there. However, he said he will leave a small regiment there to guard the oil fields. That we will take responsibility for guarding those.
That's a smart move. Let me ask you this. Are these not two contradictory words in the same sentence? And I don't mean to be too picky about this, but a permanent ceasefire. Ceasefire to me means something that's stopped momentarily.
Well, that's what we have in Korea.
So you have
there's never an end to the Korean conflict. That's been a
permanent ceasefire. That may erupt again, so it wouldn't be permanent.
Well, it's, in other words, there's what he's saying is there's
an ongoing.
What he's saying is, you know, it was a 5-day ceasefire.
Right.
This is a ceasefire with no end. No, at least that's the plan.
Right. And I think he was right to note that in that part of the world. Did you hear? Did you catch
that?
He said that part of the world, you know, what he's saying is it's volatile.
It's as permanent as you can expect in that part of the world.
Right. Right. Yeah. I think that was a very good point that he made. But he's talking about lifting sanctions on Turkey, right?
Yes. Now, it's worth mentioning, he laid those sanctions on Turkey, saying if you go in and you attack the Kurds.
Right. It's conditional.
Attack the Kurds, and it's not as if this never happened. The Kurds have been displaced from that region.
Again, you've got to remember, and again, I'm not saying I know all the rights and wrongs of the history of this. I'm just saying if you put yourself in the shoes of Turkey and their government, to them, the Kurds are, many of them are considered rebels or terrorists. Am I right about that?
Yeah, that's right. There are 18 million Kurds in eastern Turkey.
Okay.
That's a lot.
Okay.
And their demand is, we want our own country,
right?
Which means carving off a chunk of Turkey, and Turkey's not going
to
do that.
Right, so Turkey's not interested in carving up their country and giving it to the Kurds for a new nation. So in the American mind, for most of us here, we have favorable attitudes. When I hear the word Kurds, I think positive things, right? These people have helped us fight ISIS. And they've helped us in Iraq. They've been a friend of ours.
Right.
By ours, I mean the United States. So I think, but in the eyes of Turkey, they pose a threat. So we don't see things the same way, right there is what I'm saying.
By the way, I was not trying to be a wise guy in light of Thanksgiving coming up by talking about carving up Turkey. I just realized what I'd said.
Yeah.
I was not trying to be a wise guy.
You should have just said carving up Asia Minor.
Yes, Asia Minor.
Asia Minor should not be carved up.
Right.
Next time.
Okay.
He's dressing that up in a little bit of...
I got that too, Steve. All right, you guys are rolling right here. Okay. Yeah, you didn't mean that.
I didn't mean it. I just started thinking about carving up Turkey.
Yeah. All right, next story, Steve.
On a completely unrelated note, Ed and I are going to be going to lunch today. We're getting hungry.
You're buying.
All right. California, this is the wonders of a quasi-socialist government we're seeing in California. A new report out of Stanford finds that the rich are leaving the state As a result of their latest tax hikes, the likelihood of a wealthy resident moving out of California increased by about 40%.
Where are they going?
Well, they're going to Texas.
Why?
Because the tax rate's lower.
Where the Bible thumpers are?
They are. They're taking their atheist Bible with them, though. Okay. That's a discussion for Lynn. Let me give you the facts. Let me finish giving you the statistics here. The state, since 2012, and it has been raising the taxes on the wealthy, has netted half of the revenue it gains that it expected because these people are leaving. And that's not the only thing they're doing. I want you to hear Charles Payne. This is what he said about another dodge that these people rich in California are doing.
I think the most important thing here is when they cobble these things together and they say, hey, this is what's going to happen and this is how much we're going to make from it, you know, those are called counterfactuals, right? You don't know until you actually do it. And I think the more important part about this whole thing, how much less even the top earners reported in income. So in 2012, they reported $500,000 less in taxable income. The next year was almost $400,000. 2014, almost $600,000 less. So if you have the wherewithal to say, okay, you know what, I'm just not going to, you know, I own a business. Instead of paying myself $2 million this year, I'll pay myself $1 million because why pay myself so much? So not only did a massive amount of people flee the state, those wealthy folks who had the wherewithal to do it paid themselves less money. Right. You talk about an unmitigated disaster.
So that's what's happening in California.
Yeah, if you can afford to, they're just reporting less income.
Listen, this is what socialism does. And this, when we talk about socialism, or even the democratic socialism, quote unquote, that the Democrats always defend themselves, say this is not socialism. This is more like, you know, Scandinavia. This is what it does. Mm-hmm. It drives businesses out. Now, if you do it nationwide, they'll just go overseas. Big businesses will. But people will do their best to guard their money, protect their assets, so that the government can't confiscate it. And at some point, if you continue to squeeze the middle class, it collapses, which is what happened in Venezuela.
But there is good news in this, Tim. I got to tell you that because they, by definition, they have to tax the rich for all these social programs. Mm-hmm. A lot of people that weren't rich before are now rich. Because
California's
that's
definition.
Right. Because if you start saying we're going to tax everybody over $1 million, if that doesn't do you, the super rich now become $500,000 a year, now become $250,000 a year, then, you know, $75,000 a year is now super rich because they're coming after you for these social programs. So, hey, congratulations. You're now super wealthy.
not only are Californians going to leaving for Texas, but also other Western states, Idaho,
yeah.
Colorado,
yeah.
Arizona, the more business friendly, I guess you could say, states around California. I've heard a lot of that going on as well.
And of course, we've seen in the last 10 years or so, maybe even longer, Colorado, for example, the one I know because that's where I lived before I came here, went from fairly reliably red to very purple. And I think a lot of it is
California's influence.
Yeah, these people are not only taking their money, they're taking their values with them.
Hey, that's interesting because you would think that you would say, well, our progressive values, which is why we're having to leave California, we want to bring them to Texas or Arizona or Utah and make them like California.
Yeah.
Huh?
Doesn't make sense.
Doesn't make any sense.
But it's the same mindset that says that I can fly on a plane and you can't because I'm wealthy and you're not. I can offset it with whatever, or it's important because I'm bringing good to the world. They figure...
Okay, Prince Harry.
That's what they're saying. You know, they figure that they are exempt from the guilt of this. They can take their values with them because, well, it wasn't
They're trying to save the planet, trying to teach the little people how to save the planet while I get on my private jet and go all over the world. All right, you're listening to Today's Issues on the American Family Radio Network. Today's Issues, the name of the program. I'm Tim with Ed. Steve Jordahl with us this half hour. Next story, Steve.
Some good news out of Hong Kong. They're starting to get the violence and the protest to negotiate with the protesters about ways to stop this violence. And this morning, Hong Kong time, the government officially withdrew the controversial extradition bill that sparked months of violent protests there. So the law that said that they were going to, if someone was arrested in Hong Kong, they could be brought to mainland China and stand trial under Chinese, very much more strict than liberalized Hong Kong's justice system, they've withdrawn that proposal. It's not the end of the conflict there. They still have four other demands that they want to have met, but it is the big sticking point.
Well, and we were talking in our story meeting about what this means. It's more likely, I think we kind of agree, it's more likely that China just wants this to go off the front page for a while, because this was a law, this extradition law, which kind of ignited this, which was passed in Hong Kong and instituted by the person who is over, I don't know, is it a governor of Hong Kong? Is that
yes.
Is that what the title
Carrie
is?
Carrie Lin.
Lam. It's executive. A woman, right?
She's called the chief executive, which is what you would expect from Hong Kong, the economic
right.
capital.
Right. So that she could do nothing without Beijing's approval,
right.
which the law gave China the right to extradite basically anybody they wanted off the streets, to pull them right off the streets of Hong Kong, take them to China to be dealt with. And the people in Hong Kong rightly saw this as a way for China to suppress any kind of freedoms that they didn't agree with. So now for this law to be overturned, we would expect that that was at the behest of Beijing as well. So you say, well, China's not going to give Hong Kong more freedom. This must be some, there must be some utilitarian purpose behind China doing this.
That is possible. They still have four things that they want. They want them not to refer to what happened there as a riot. They want the release of prisoners that were arrested during this.
These are the protesters' demands.
The protesters' demands. They want an independent investigation of the police, their contact during this time, and then they want genuine universal suffrage, is what it says. And I'm hearing that Carrie Lam is not very popular. They're thinking of replacing her with LeBron James, but that's just a rumor.
Oh, you managed to get that.
And let me just go on record. I'm against permanent women suffrage. Yeah. I really am.
You know that doesn't mean that they're suffering, right?
Now, you're not saying you're against women voting.
You're this against women suffering. I'm hoping.
You guys have a really low opinion of my intellect, don't you?
No, I just you had a mischievous look on your face
because there's a chance he may be because people.
No, you had a mischievous right. look on your face.
I just remember one time I saw on TV some they were talking about this and it was like a man on the street interview.
Yeah,
and he was asking different people who walked down the street. No. Are you for or against women's suffrage? And almost all, everybody was. I'm totally against it.
Huh? That's hilarious. Yeah. They heard the word suffrage. And didn't know
and
what
they
it meant.
Said. No, I'm against women's suffrage. They didn't know what it was. You know, they didn't know it meant voting. And so here, you have these feminists out here. You know, with these pink hair.
I want to see that.
They want to go. Yeah,
right?
Look that up.
All right, next story.
There's a clothing company here in the United States. Mm-hmm. The name is Dhvani, D-H-V-A-N-I.
Never heard of it.
It's based in Oregon.
I buy their clothes all the time.
I bet you do. You might want to rethink this, though, Ed. Okay. Their CEO is Avi Brown, and they put an ad up, and the ad had President Trump with his laying prone with a foot on his head against a rock being bound by red, white, and blue ropes and him screaming. And I'll ask Brent to put this up on our Facebook page where you can see this. And
it was in Times Square?
It was in Times Square. He's being hogtied, the president, right in front of the White House. Now, the CEO, Avi Brown, said the ad is part of the company's Stand for Something campaign. Stand for Something, anything, I guess.
That's Nike's deal.
The red, white, and blue rope reflects Wonder Woman's truth lasso. And his statement is, this is just saying...
Whose statement?
This is the CEO, Avi Brown, saying, let's put a gag order on him, the president. Enough is enough. We support impeachment. Our intent is for our brand to stand for progressive change in the face of what we perceive to be steps backward in the evolution of our clothing. Do you have a progressive shirt or socks? I don't know how
clothing
can be.
What's the name of this company?
Dhvani, D-H-V-A-N-I.
A progressive shirt?
That's what he does. He does shirts and clothes.
I have a shirt that gets progressively dirty.
Maybe that's
the
from
more
him,
I wear it and worn out.
Yeah.
I was trying for something
it,
there. And
yeah, it didn't work.
Hey, how about carving up turkey?
Yeah.
Yeah, that did. That did. But then you had to say you really weren't for that. Yeah, some clothing line. But this is typical. But I tell you what, though, when I say typical of these, quote, progressives or woke folks, I guess I've asked this before. Ed, if you can do this in 2 minutes or less, if you can't, we'll revisit it tomorrow. But President Trump hasn't really been able to do a whole lot, given the congressionally, at least. He's done some things with the powers that he possesses as president. But why do these folks keep saying, these folks on the left, that he keeps doing all these things, does the president, that is ruining our world? I don't get it. What's ruining our world?
Well, I think you look at what he believes and what he's tried to do with regards to abortion rights. They would argue transgender rights, those kind of things. I'll tell you what's kind of stunning to me is Dhvani could have put this Times Square billboard up and just said something like impeach the president. But instead, they have an image of a woman forcibly, aggressively subduing the president. This goes back to the violence that's behind the progressive movement.
They believe in violence.
They believe in violence. This is a woman assaulting the president of the United States. She's got her foot on his head while he's bound.
Remember Kathy Griffin, the comedian? You know, she had a severed head.
Right.
Yeah.
President Trump. This is early.
Snoop Dogg with the image of blowing his head off.
This was early on in the presidency, and Snoop Dogg, the rapper, you know, on one of his albums was an assassinated President Trump. Didn't he have the gun?
Yeah, had the gun too.
There was a clown President Trump, if I recall correctly.
There was no price to pay for Snoop Dogg.
Right.
You know, he can get away. There was for Kathy Griffin. But
yes.
Snoop Dogg, that's his
Madonna?
Stage name.
I dream of blowing up the White House. Yeah.
Kathy Griffith, I think. Griffin is the other one.
Yeah, my apologies. But the point is, the secular left, these people we just mentioned, they can advocate for violence.
Yes.
Actual violence against the president. And that didn't hurt them in their endorsement deals.
This, to me, if you want to impeach him, then put a big, say, impeach Trump.
Right.
But you've got an image of the president being physically assaulted.
Yes, and they're good with that.
Yeah, they're good with it.
Times Square, that company's good with that. So we're just a step away. If the conservatives were to do things like this on a mainstream level, like the Democrats have,
first of all, they would not be allowed to put a billboard like that up.
If this were President Obama,
the billboard company has to okay these things.
Yeah.
Is that not right?
Yeah.
Yes.
So the secular left should not complain about our Democrats about the loss of civility.
Yes.
Huh? They're all into this. You know, whatever they say President Trump has done to heighten the tensions.
Right.
They've done just as much or more.
Yes.
Okay. And we can cite examples of that as we have already in the last few minutes. Thank you, Steve.
My pleasure.
Appreciate it. Ed?
Yes.
Go carve you up some turkey.
I'm going to do it.
Or some Asia Minor.
That's not actually what we do at Thanksgiving, but...
You don't?
We have ribs.
Oh, okay. Hey.
In true Boston.
I've gone Southern.
Different strokes for different folks. All right. Thanks, Ed. Thanks to Fred and Brent. Brent ran our controls for us today. Go to our Facebook page, Today's Issues, and see all the stories we talked about. Have a wonderful afternoon, everybody, and we'll see you back here tomorrow.